Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Korach Shvi, the seventh and last Aliyah of Parshas Korach. Our Aliyah is 12 Pesukim long and runs between Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chavad to Lamed Beis. The basic summary of our Aliyah, the topic in general, is the gifts to Levim. We're told that the Levim also get their gifts for their service. They too guard the Mishkan and making sure that people who shouldn't be there are not there. So that, and they also don't get a part of the Nachla, a full inheritance of the land of Israel. They do get Maaser. Maaser is a tenth of the land, or the produce of the land given to, from Bnei Israel. But even when they get the Maaser, they need to give what's called Trumas Maaser. So they need to take off a portion of Truma. Maaser Mina Maaser is also another name for it, which they give to the Kohen in turn. And if they take their Maaser and they give it to the Kohen, it's like they gave it from their own land as if they produced it themselves. And this is all in barter for their services in the Mishkan, so no one should come close and die. This is what we hear about. So the previous Aliyah was about the Matnos Kohuna. Now we hear about the Matnos Leviya. Few basic questions to ask. Number one is, why is this being emphasized now? So the Ralbag says, based on the Pasuk, that they only get to get these gifts if they decide to work. It says, chelef avodasam, in turn for their work, which indicates that if they don't work, they don't get it. It's not because of their status per se, it's based on their actions. The Ha'emek Dover explains that their schar only comes as salary, whereas the Kohanim actually get Mishulchan Gavoya, which means to say, when the Kohen is eating, it's as if they're eating from Hashem's table, because Hashem's giving them permission to be part of the divine feast. Whereas, when it comes to the Levim are actually getting it as a function almost of salary of their service in the Beis HaMikdash, so it's less sanctified as service as well. Rav Yosef Bechor Shor explains that the reason why they need to give Trumas Maaser, which is a very important point, is because they actually get more than their due. If you think about it right now, there's 12/13 tribes in the nation of Israel. Of them, Levi is one of them. Now, if you do the math, you'll figure out that therefore, that if let's say they were all farming and they all had land, the Levium would only have less than 10% of the amount of land that was being farmed. But yet, they get 10%, so meaning to say they get a higher percentage of the outcome of the GDP per capita of when it comes to agricultural produce than they would if they were actually farming the land themselves. So this, because of that excess, that's the reason why they need to give Trumas Maaser. So they're getting that excess beyond their percentage, which they're now giving back to the Kohen, so as a functioning member of society, so it all evens itself out as well. The Sephorna explains another reason why they also bring Truma, even though they're not earning the Truma themselves, is because it gives bracha to their own home, which is how we're able to understand it. It also creates a hierarchy in the system where the Levim know where the Kohanim belong, and the Kohanim know where they belong, and the Bnei Yisrael know where both of them belong as well, to understand how the system works in terms of what rights and responsibilities. And finally, last point is that, as the Netziv points out, is that this is because the Levim are different from the Kohanim, in that it's dependent on their work. There will be times in history, points out to the Netziv, that in fact they will not get their Matnos Levia. When is an example? So an example would be in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, when the Levim actually did get farmland in the first place. When they did get farmland, then this level of these level of rights might disappear at that point in time as well, which is a fascinating observation. Why in the first place did Levi not get a Nachla? So if you go back to the brachos of Yaakov Avinu, remember Yaakov Avinu gave a curse upon the house of Levi and the house of Shimon because of their activities with Shechem and the sale of Yosef. And the way it had been put was, Achal kem be Yaakov, afitzem be Yisrael, I will divide them by Yaakov and spread them out over Israel. That's why Shimon and Levi never really got their own Nachala, their own Chelek. For Levi, they got cities, there were 42/48 Arei Levim, so they're special places, but Shimon's Chelek was somewhat subsumed into the Nachla of Yehuda, and he later on moved up north. But be it as it may, this resultant for Levi turned out to be a good thing because they therefore were able to be interdispersed as teachers and sages among the people, and the people would support them as such with this. You'll notice, by the way, that the amount given for Truma is much less than the amount given for Maaser. That's functionally because There are many more Levim than there are Kohanim, but also because as a function of the fact that there are other also Matnos Kohuna as there are, and there are less Matnos Leviah. There are more gifts to the Kohanim in smaller amounts than there are to Levim in greater amounts. With this, we close Korach Shvi'i, which sets into motion the full hierarchy in Bnei Yisrael, which is reaffirming what Korach in fact was attacking. With this, we close. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.